Big D Entertainment presents the Dave Holly Hour. Brought to you by Dazzle Shows Presents, The Vaudies, and Dipsy Doodle Productions. He's a variety entertainer, a former broadcaster and columnist, a true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
It's another Thursday, time once again to wish everyone a happy weekend eve. Plenty of things to get out and about for this weekend. Maybe take that to someone special out to dinner. Catch some live music or a play. Maybe some comedy, perhaps a nightcap. In fact, I'm having a lovely cocktail featuring Jack Daniels, Diet Coke, just for the taste of it, with a lime for the zest of it. The lime is also a test for bartenders and waitstaff. If they forget, that means they weren't listening or paying attention to detail. That means their tip goes down, which is sad because I enjoy giving good tips. All right, meanwhile, back at the Dipsy Doodle Studios, this is episode 21. The show is now old enough to have an adult beverage. 21 is also blackjack, though I'm more of a roulette player myself. Occasionally, I'll even get a little lucky at the table, but even though the house eventually always ends up winning, if they do, then the money I spent, I just call it entertainment. That's what we call conversation here. Today, we'll be talking about the organization Live on Stage Sioux Falls with board members Charlotte Hofer and Ted Takasaki. Then later, a gal I've acted with on several occasions, my show wife, Jenny Mack. But the real wife, Miss Carries, and I apparently made someone's day earlier this week, and that moment provides us with this week's honorable mention. We were heading to Wood Grain via a little walkway from the parking garage to the building, and a lady, we can call her a young lady because she was younger than us, noticed we were holding hands, which we do quite often, and said, "Look at the lovely couple." So that put a smile on our face. Don't know who you are. Don't know if we'll ever run into you again, miss. But you made us smile, and you now have been bestowed with the Dave Holly Hour honorable mention. Hey, one more thing about my lovely lady. We participated in the Smooch Project a few weeks back and have some cute pictures that we will be posting. But for now, a word from our sponsors before we hear about Live on Stage, Sioux Falls.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
He's never met a meal he didn't like. Once again, here's Dave Holly.
It is so fun to talk about the arts and entertainment in the Sioux Empire. And today we're going to talk about one of the best kept secrets that these two people don't want it to be the best kept secret. From Live on Stage Sioux Falls, Charlotte Hofer and Ted Takasaki. How are you two?
Oh, we're
wonderful.
Good.
Wonderful. It's great to be on air.
Well, yeah. It's great to have you as well. And Ted, people might recognize your name from being a professional fisherman. Lots of the sports shows over the years, they've heard you. They've maybe even gone to one of your workshops and so forth. And that name is big in the fishing world, that's for sure. But we're going to talk about how you got interested here in Live on Stage. But Charlotte, let's start off with, what is Live on Stage?
Oh,
I'm
sure.
Familiar with it. You had a name change. Mm-hmm. Used to be Concerts Association, correct?
Well, that's right. In fact, we've been around since the 1930s, so that's a long time in the Sioux Falls area. And we've always been committed to bringing in top quality entertainment at affordable prices, because we think that's really important, that everybody should be able to enjoy the arts. So we work really hard to keep ticket prices affordable to just $40 a concert.
Right. And there's a way that you can beat that $40 bill, too.
Yes.
And we'll get to that in a little bit when we talk season passes. But let's talk about the next two concerts that you have coming up that will round out the 2019-2020 season. First, you have coming up on March 5th, the Maxwell Quartet. We're going to get some Irish going, aren't we? Or Scottish.
Scottish,
Scottish in this case.
Yes, they actually wear kilts.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going to be a really authentic experience for everybody who comes. And it's a classical quartet.
All strings, too. That's going to be really interesting. You know, I mean, these guys, when they performed in front of the Live on Stage group, in fact, we go down to the convention, the national convention, every August to preview all these acts for Sioux Falls. We probably run through, they vet, what, between 200 to 300, 400 acts. They get us down about 30, and then we go down there and review the 30 of them, and then we pick out our best five. And so Maxwell Quartet
was
one of
those. Them, exactly. And they're going to be playing selections from Beethoven, the classical composers, the greats. And then they also do original arrangements as well. So you're going to hear a little Scottish folk music, too.
Excellent. And I read that they've been together since grade school. And so anytime you have something like that and they're still performing, you know that, you know, there's a lot of chemistry that goes on with a group like that then. And so what are you two looking forward to about their show?
Well, I think it's just, again, we previewed those as well, this group, and the excitement, the energy that they perform with, and I think they're one of the biggest in Britain as well. So, you know, overseas, they're a big, big name. So I think the thing is, you know, they're trying to gain some American popularity, mm-hmm. and that's why they're touring in the national Live on Stage group.
Right. And, in fact, they're regularly on BBC Radio Scotland, and they also were the first prize winners in the Trondheim International Chamber Music Competition, and that was in Norway, 2017, grand prize winners.
Yeah, so they've got talent behind this group. It's not, and I like that. The fact it is, you're in search of bringing top quality entertainment at an affordable price, and that is tough to find sometimes. But I think that, you know, the great thing is the Sioux Empire arts and entertainment community just keeps growing and expanding, and people are always looking for new things to go to. And what do you say to somebody that's never been to a performance from Live on Stage?
Oh, well, you got to come out and see it. We have such a variety of different acts. It can be a country music concert, and then it can be classical the next time, and then Broadway hits. We had ABBA. An ABBA tribute 1 year. So it's all kinds of different music, which I think is great.
The thing I think that gets me excited about Live on Stage is that everybody who is involved in the promotion of these concerts are all volunteer. We all volunteer our time. I mean, we don't get paid for anything for any of these activities that we do to promote and produce these concerts. So it's and again, that's how we can keep those ticket prices low.
And you do have quite a few, because I was taking a look at your board of directors, and there's a big list on that.
Oh, yeah.
What are the meetings like when you have that many people together?
It's hard to keep, you know, it's Robert's
lively.
Rules, you know,
right.
have to be enforced.
But that's really exciting. In fact, we have some brand new board members that are younger people. And we're really excited to see that as well. Younger people in their 20s taking an interest in becoming board members of an organization, you know, like this, and giving us their perspective and their influence as well into what music they want to see.
And then hopefully that continues to carry over. And then when they're of a more mature age, shall we say, that they've got other people that they bring into the fold as well. So it just keeps growing, because 95 years, that's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been some big names throughout those years, too.
Oh, yeah. Maureen McGovern, that was one of Dixie Chicks.
Yeah.
So
you've got that in the back pocket. But why is it that people just don't necessarily know about Live on Stage? And how do you hope to kind of overcome that and get it to be a better known story?
I think the biggest thing is that the name change just recently. used to be Sioux Falls Concert Association. And then we became affiliated with the National Live on Stage organization. And what I think is really exciting is that they have been able to broaden the acts that we have access to. I mean, we're able to, you know, again, audition all of these different acts at the national convention. And in fact, we even got married in Nashville just this past August.
Yeah, so congratulations.
And I,
6 months.
Thank you.
Good for you. Well
Almost
done.
Almost 7 months. Yeah, I think it's going to last.
Did you get a Bravo or anything?
Oh, yeah.
We did.
You
yeah.
did. Okay.
Standing ovation at Live on Stage. And then they helped us go on a cruise there. So
a little riverboat cruise.
On the Cumberland?
Even, on the river. Right.
Yeah.
Going through Nashville. And Charlene even got to wear the captain's hat.
Oh,
I did.
Fun.
I got to drive the boat.
So it's obviously exciting for you, and I we can tell that. That's great, you know, because one of the things I love about doing this podcast is I have a passion for the arts and entertainment, and I love to talk to the people that also have passion about it. And it's obvious with the two of you that you have that for Live on Stage, Sioux Falls. And I agree with you, Ted. I really think the name change is fantastic. I like it. And, you know, having that big pot to choose from then at a national convention, they get it down to 30 and then you go in and take a look at it. And Charlotte, when it came to that process, what were you looking for then?
Oh, you know, it's just so exciting to be watching this. And the performers come out one at a time on stage. It's kind of like American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see these top caliber acts and then you know, mark down which ones do you think would be great for Sioux Falls? What would the community like? And then send them the invitation from there. But it's really hard to pick from all these. They're just terrific groups.
It's like 2.5 days of just going to concerts.
Showcases. You know?
Yeah, they're all, you know, each performer gets about, 10 minutes or so. And they play their best, some of their best songs. And we have to make notes and then try to remember, you know, what we heard. And then we vote on the best acts, you know, for the Sioux Falls area.
Do you have a Q&A time with them as well in that 10 minutes?
Well, after each set. So they perform for about an hour and then everybody takes a break and then they come out in the lobby and we schmooze and visit.
And get to know
and take
a little
photos
bit.
With them.
Yeah. Yeah. Give you an idea of what they are as, you know, people.
And that's part of it, too. We're always looking for not just the caliber of the entertainment, but musical acts that relate well to the audience,
right.
too.
Do you get a lot of feedback from the people that come to the concerts and they tell you, they come up to you, Charlotte, you know, you really need to get this group. Do they have that?
We have regular surveys that we have our audience participate in and then try to give that feedback. And, you know, the thing is we have only a certain number of acts that we can preview and select. But I'll tell you what, I not only am excited about Maxwell Quartet just because, you know, it's a really a different act for the Sioux Falls area. And it's a string quartet. And again, you know, that's going to be high energy and a very exciting concert, but I'm really also excited about the next act after that too.
And that's too.
Burlap to Cashmere,
based solely off the name.
Yeah.
Burlap to Cashmere. I love the name of the group, and then they kind of gave folk music a new twist, didn't they?
Well, when I listen to them, I mean, if you close your eyes and listen to this group, you would believe that Bob Dylan was truly on the stage. They are that good. I mean, I got done listening to them and I said, we've got to have this group and act come to Sioux Falls.
And not only do they do hits from Bob Dylan, but they do Simon and Garfunkel's great hits, James Taylor, Cat Stevens.
Yeah.
So just legendary performances.
They were just so talented. It was just amazing to listen to them live. And that's what's exciting about being part of Live on Stage is just... you know, you get to participate and bring these concerts to the local community. And when I was going to the University of Illinois, I was part of a concert promoting agency back then, just a student-run concert. And we brought a lot of these live acts to the Assembly Hall in Champaign, Illinois, and Huff. There was a lot of different smaller auditoriums as well, depending on the act. So I was able to see Bruce Springsteen in his early days, you know, and it was a small little concert venue back then. So that's kind of what's been exciting for me to be a participant in this.
And sometimes some of these groups are up and comers too. They're tomorrow's great artists, right, and you can see them now.
And that's always a great plus. And then later, when they do become that, you can say, hey, I saw them, and it only cost me $40.
Well, and that's the other thing. You know, it's only $40 for a ticket. I mean, where can you get world-class entertainment like that for just $40? Yeah.
And let's tell everybody where they can see them.
At the Washington Pavilion.
Which just happens to be kind of a nice facility, doesn't it?
It is beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Well, the great thing is we hear so many things from national acts that do come in and perform here in the hall and just go, wow.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
These artists are always thrilled with that venue.
All right. So you were talking about, you know, picking things while you're down in Nashville at the National Convention and getting everything ready. So how many of you go down for that convention? And then how many of you are voting on it? And is everybody unanimous or?
No, there's a lively discussion.
It gets lively.
Oh, yeah.
I would say about 10 or 12 board members usually go to Nashville. And then we all try to pool together and pick what are our top choices. And then we bring those choices back into the larger board. And we have videotapes that people can see on the board and help us with their opinions as well.
Yep.
But yeah, it can get a little feisty.
Yeah, everybody's got their favorites, so and you're trying to root for your favorites.
Yeah, so the national organization narrows it down to 30 for you to come in, and you want to get it down to 5.
That's tough.
And so how many, between all the board members, did you have just, you know, for instance, this last time, that you had to whittle down from that?
I would say, you know, our board had about 12 to 15 that, you know, at least got some votes. So, again, it's pretty tough to try to, you know, because everybody's lobbying for their favorite groups.
Right. Right. Yeah. And then there might be somebody who really loves classical music and their choices would be mainly classical. And then somebody else who wants maybe more Broadway tunes and that sort of thing. So I think we have a great variety of people on the board, a great variety of tastes, and we try to reflect that in our season repertoire.
Yeah, and definitely it had it to this year, but you mentioned 5, but there were 6 shows because you also had local talent in.
Yes.
That was great. And so that's another opportunity for people. Now, Ted, before we started, and we were talking about the prices, you know, it's already low. We like that it's $40, but you're already looking at selling memberships for next year. 6 shows for $156.
How can you beat that? $25 a ticket. And, you know, I mean, you get to see all 6 acts.
And with this series of 6, if you get in on the early bird pricing, it's even better. It's $120. That's until June 15th.
Till June 15th, $120. That's $20 a ticket.
That's right.
You just can't beat it.
That's pretty good.
No. Yeah. You're all set in that regard. That sounds great. Now, I know you can't spill the beans on what the acts might be, but you've obviously voted on them, and you've got it figured out what you're going to have for 2021. Mm-hmm. Give us just kind of an inkling or an idea without naming names. What do we see?
Boy.
And hear, more importantly.
Wow. Okay. Well, one is going to be a country music artist that is such a well-known name. It's a female singer.
Okay.
And it's a tribute. And she just sounds like the original artist. She got a standing ovation when we heard her in Nashville. Mm-hmm. Everybody was on their feet cheering for her.
Yeah, and if you're doing tribute to somebody exciting in the country music industry in Nashville and you get a standing ovation, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
There was also this father and son duet that I just thought was phenomenal, you know, as far as the range of their voice, and they played a lot of the 60s types of music and popular kind of rock type of music, but that was phenomenal as well.
Okay. So we're getting an idea.
Just a little bit.
But, you know, you can just take a look at what's left as well. The 2 shows, March 5th, April 2nd. Great opportunities. Those will cost you $40 a ticket, but here's what's going to happen to you people. You're going to take my advice. You're going to get a ticket. You're going to go, and you're going to say, I got to do that early bird special before June 15th so I can get six shows for $120 next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so in order to get tickets, they've got to go to liveonstage.siouxfalls.org or call the Washington Pavilion at 605-367-6000. So those are the ways to get tickets. And, you know, again, all of us just, it's all volunteers. So we'd really appreciate everybody coming out and supporting this nonprofit organization.
Yeah, a wonderful organization for sure. So tell me, how often does the board meet?
We meet about six times a year.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that gets enough energy, everything going to cover six shows. Wow.
I think so.
you guys take care of business quickly.
We
with
do.
All that big number of people on the board, too.
Get in there and get it done.
Yep.
Well, obviously, this has been good for the two of you because you got married. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned that early. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell us about the honeymoon.
Oh, we went to Greece.
Yeah.
Oh. Not the musical Greece.
Yeah.
The actual country.
Yeah. Well, and just getting married in Nashville was just so fun and so exciting. We each flew our daughters in. We have one daughter each, and we flew them in. And they stood up for us, and we got married
at
a mansion out there under magnolia trees, and it was just beautiful.
Yeah, and then our honeymoon was in Greece, and just walking amidst all the ruins and where the Olympics started and the Parthenon, and, you know, it was just the history that Greece has got. It goes so far back, you know, I mean, compared to the United States, where our history really only goes back a little over 2,000 years.
Exactly.
And, so it's we really have enjoyed it greatly.
What was the food like?
You know,
ask the man that weighs 275 pounds.
Yeah, it was wonderful. I mean,
The dessert. The dessert.
The baklava.
Baklava.
And gyros. And, you know, I think we had Greek salad for the next 3 months after we got back.
Oh, we did. I loved it.
Came home and brought it with you.
We tried making it identically as to how we got it served. So we do like salads.
One of the things I always ask my guests toward the end is, when you're not, you know, involved in arts and entertainment, what are the other types of arts and entertainment you like to be entertained by? Charlotte?
Oh, well, I like theater.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the Pavilion to see all kinds of shows during the regular season. Yeah.
Excellent.
And for me, I guess, you know, I'm a professional fisherman. And, you know, I like to fish. And, you know, they say if you do what you love to do for a living, you
know, you
work a day in your life. So, you know, that's been a great a career for me. But, you know, being part of this organization, you know, kind of, you know, broadens my horizons and allows me to do the things that I like to do. When I was in college, being part of it was actually called Star Course back then. It was a student-run volunteer organization as well. So I've been kind of involved in this kind of work for a long time.
All right. And so you did that in college, but what did you originally go to college for?
I was an engineer. I graduated as an engineer, general engineer, with a back, kind of a minor in business. So I wasn't really planning on being a research engineer, and then got a great job with Hewlett-Packard for several years, and then fished a few tournaments at the same time and did well, got sponsors, then ran Lindy Little Joe Fishing Tackle Company as president for 10 years.
I remember Lindy, yeah.
Yeah, so it's all worked out great. It's been a great
career. Excellent.
Are you a fisherman too?
I used to be, yeah. I just don't have the time for it like I wish. So Ted, when you go fishing, what are you looking for? Are you walleye, bass?
Walleye is my specialty. Okay. That's what I compete into the tournaments for, and that's what I talk about. But I love all species of fish. I mean, freshwater, saltwater, and certainly, you know, as far as big fish, muskies, I've caught a 54-inch and in several 50-plus inch muskies, and they are spectacular fish as well.
How about rainbow trout up in the mountains of Colorado?
Well, you know, I don't get that an opportunity to fly fish all that much, but you know, I mean, obviously walleyes here in South Dakota, it's a state fish, and love, they're just so cunning and clever, and tough to catch on a consistent basis.
That's for sure.
That's a thinking man's fish, I believe.
So how many different monitors and so forth do you have on the boat?
Well, monitors, yeah, you know, I mean, you know, with all these, you know, remote cameras and trying to take pictures with your smartphones and everything else, yeah, I do a lot of television shows and television work and video work as well. So yeah, it's
you're involved. No doubt about it.
It's promotion is the lifeblood of a professional fisherman.
Yeah. And Charlotte, what got you interested in arts and entertainment?
Well, I played classical piano growing up.
Okay.
And so I had a background.
Your mom was actually a music teacher.
My mother is a music teacher. She was church organist for many, many years, most of her life. And so I've always been interested in music, I guess. Always loved it. And then when I was in high school, I was in a band. And we sang Da Do Run Run, if anyone remembers that.
Certainly do.
So that was exciting for me, too.
Well, fantastic. What got you interested in this guy, though?
That guy.
Yeah.
Well, you interviewed me.
I did. I had a business magazine in the community, and I was looking for entrepreneur stories. And somebody said, there's this great fisherman who's making a living fishing. And I thought, wow, that's amazing. So I got a hold of him, and I guess the rest was history.
She got me involved in live on stage, too.
Okay. Yes.
Who's going to say it? Did she get you hook, line, and sinker?
That's right. In fact, the cake topper that we had at our wedding actually had an angler, the groom, with a fishing rod with a ring as bait. And the bride, the big fish. Yeah, the bride was reaching up to the ring. So it actually, we had a fishing theme even during our wedding.
Well, fantastic. Again, congratulations, and also thank you for the great work you're doing in the community with Live on Stage Sioux Falls and liveonstagesiouxfalls.org. You can find out about what's been going on in the past. You can also take a look at the upcoming shows. Again, March 5th, Maxwell Quartet, and then Burlap to Cashmere, love that name, April 2nd at the Washington Pavilion. You can also get tickets there online, or you can contact the Washington Pavilion box office. And just so looking forward to not only those shows, but also the $120, don't forget that, early bird special for next season. And again, thank you, and I appreciate you spending some time with me today.
Well, thanks so much for having us on your
show. Thank you. You're quite welcome. You'll be back. Don't worry. All right. And we have more of the Dave Holly Hour coming up in just a moment. Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tootie provide the very best chiropractic care to Sioux Falls. At XL Chiropractic, the focus is to improve your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will, relieving your pain and helping you in your wellness goals. Discover how to get results the natural way. 605-332-9235 or xlchiros.com. That's EXCELCHIROS.com. XL Chiropractic, excellent care for excellent people.
He's a bit flirtatious, but most of all, fun. Here's Dave Holly.
It is a pleasure to have one of my wives with me today on the Dave Holly Hour. You know, I never started this whole thing. You were the one that said that I was your show husband.
Right, but there's a story. I mean,
well,
even,
true. We'll bring it up here.
I didn't come up with it on my own.
Jenny Mack, the queen of social media in the Sioux Falls area, and costume changes.
That's right.
And someone I have acted with many a time. Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Thank you for finally inviting me.
Oh, see, I knew that was coming because I saw
because
you
I'm
the other
woman,
night.
Because I'm a wife.
No.
Because Halloween, my favorite holiday, happened, and I didn't get invited to host the Halloween show. Because there have been like 7 Friday the 13ths, and I even have a 13th tattoo, and I didn't get invited to host. And my birthday happened, and I didn't get invited to go host.
You got the mug that I've had for you for a year, at least.
I do.
Yes.
Have it. See, it's actually in my car right now.
And you're even wearing a sweater right now.
I am wearing a sweater right now.
Mm-hmm. See, one of the things that Jenny is famous for is putting on the words,
wear a sweater.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we found I shouldn't say I found it. I believe Carrie. You know, my real wife.
The one who's in the will.
Yes, she's the one that found. She found a coffee mug that said sweater weather on it. Sweater so we had weather. To get that. Mm-hmm. But you're not always around these days. How
I'm
are
not.
You?
I'm not always around these days. You know, I'm generally well.
Okay. That's good to hear.
Yes.
But for those that haven't ever heard of you before, which is, you know, like less than 1% of the world. But
I know. Maybe someone in North Dakota is listening.
That could be.
Yeah.
But you have some health issues that you have to deal mm-hmm. with from time to time. And you've even had and hosted your own podcast.
Yes.
Called Tactical Pain.
Yes. That I would love to get back to, but it's on sort of long-term hiatus right now. So, because... As anyone that knows me, I'm all about me all the time. So I'm having some me time, being all about me.
Well needed, yeah. though. I mean, because you have to rest.
Yes.
And tell people what you suffer from.
Well, sometimes I suffer from people that don't notice how pretty I am. but if you're talking about my health, let's see. So I have been battling two different conditions for almost 21 years now. And the first one, the one that I sort of learned about first was fibromyalgia, which is chronic pain, widespread throughout the body, different types of pain, muscle pain, bone pain, nerve pain, all different kinds of pain that happen without really a cause. Generally, you think of, I shut my hand in a door, that caused pain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I might have that level of pain in my hand and not have a reason,
right?
For no reason. And then later, I was diagnosed with a second condition that I probably also had actually all along at this same time, but didn't realize it, which is kind of commonly called chronic fatigue syndrome. If you want to be more scientific sounding, because that's fun, it's sometimes called myalgic encephalomyelitis because it is pain and inflammation in the brain, in the spine, in the muscles and things like that. And that also causes pain, but it also causes me to need to rest a lot more.
Right.
So,
because in the past, you've been very active in the arts and entertainment community.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in... murder mysteries together.
We've killed several people.
Yes, we've been in interactive
good friends
dinner
of
theaters.
Ours.
Yes, and we've killed them several times.
Yes, yes.
They're like cats, though. They keep
they
coming
keep
up.
Coming
we
back.
Have to do 9 shows right. in order to completely get rid
right.
of them.
And yet, still,
they're here,
That's right.
roaming the earth yet. Mm-hmm. Then we also had. I shouldn't say had. We've never completely disbanded it, and I definitely want to do more again, mm-hmm. of a show called Vaudies.
That's right.
Sioux Falls' very own vaudevillian motley crew.
That's right.
Motley crew vaudevillian talent.
Where I have been, as directed and cast by you, placed in such a difficult role of just a girl who shows up and changes costumes. It's really a stretch for me.
Yes, it is. It's a tough one, that's for sure. But then you also would have to have a few lines that I would give you, and
that's
I'd usually
right.
give you the choice ones. And because of this, it seems like we have a relationship as mm-hmm. a husband and wife when it's a show thing. It's an
right.
acting gig.
Right.
And then you have the internet boyfriend, Toby Kane,
yes.
who was recently on the show.
Yes, Toby Kane, my internet boyfriend. I recently had to explain to someone that, yes, I really do. Several people, actually, I've had to explain a handful of things about my internet boyfriend, Toby Kane. First of all, yes, I really do know him in real life. I'm not just a fangirl. Because that was the first thing. They're like, oh, he must see you coming and think, ugh, stalker. But I really do know Toby in real life. He continues to tolerate me. No, he's not my real boyfriend. No, we've never dated. The secret to the success of our long-term relationship
is that
it doesn't exist. and people often talk about how much I would post about him on social media. Well, I post everything on social media and a lot. And unfortunately, Toby, who I consider a great and dear friend, but I don't really see him a lot. So every time you see me posting Toby, those are the only times I get to see Toby. So there's that, but it does create some confusion. He's the perpetual fresh-faced Bachelor of Sioux Falls. And never,
I call him the Dick Clark of Sioux Falls.
Well, yeah, like the dude never ages.
Right.
And he keeps his personal life and private life private, as one does when you're a local celebrity such as himself. And so, yeah, it's easy to, then when you have a very extroverted local character, I'm not a celebrity, I'm just a character. Local character such as myself, it makes for some funny things, but.
There's no doubt about that.
Yes.
And speaking of funny things, it's 7 years ago already, but my 50th birthday party.
I still have the t-shirt.
The free t-shirt. That was a fun little gag, wasn't it?
Yes. Yes.
And then that ended up being a roast of me. And I will always remember your roast of me. Do you?
Well, I do. I remember the event. I'm not sure why I'm getting the eyes you're giving me.
Oh, my. This is one of my favorite stories to tell about you.
Oh.
When people say, what's she really like? I say, well, you know, she's just like everybody else.
I'm exactly like I am on the internet.
That's right. Yeah. She's
Tom Gabrakiewicz, a former local journalist who now has moved west and has photographed me and is a writer. And we met through the internet. He used to say that too. People would say, oh, what is she really like? And he would say, she's exactly like she is on the internet. And then people didn't believe him, I guess. I don't know.
Well, but anywho, it goes to the fact that we have spent so much time on stage together.
Mm-hmm.
And that quite often you are cast as
the floozy.
Yeah, okay, that's probably the best word to use.
Hussy?
Yes. That wasn't the word you used in the roast, though. You were telling people about, you know, we had met through off-the-cuff stuff.
I didn't call myself
production.
The floozy?
Worse.
And
so you were telling people, you know, Dave and I have known each other X amount of years, blah, blah, blah. We've been in this together. We've been in that together and so forth. And I normally play a woman of, I think you used ill repute. You said there. And Dave is sometimes my husband or sometimes is, you know, looking out for me and so forth.
Right.
So most of the times we're together, Dave spends slapping me on the ass and calling me a whore. And then we go on stage.
Right.
Yep.
Yes.
That is the roast I will never forget.
That is true.
What got you interested in being in shows such as the ones that we typically do? You know, the interactive dinner theaters and the murder mysteries, and then our show, The Vaudies, together.
It was all accidental. As a much younger woman, probably before I was really
before
a woman.
Before you were 29?
Yeah, much, okay. Much younger woman. You know, throughout high school and early 20s and things like that, being involved in what people think of as traditional theater, getting on stage and blocking and scripting and learning your lines and whatnot, did all those things as a younger person, and then randomly didn't stay super active into it in my 20s because I was a new mom, and so that was my performance art, was raising my beautiful and gorgeous now adult daughter. But then randomly in my 29th year, I heard another local celebrity, John Baranek, on the radio talking about Tony and Tina's wedding. And I was familiar with the concept of Tony and Tina's wedding, which is, you know, interactive dinner theater. And so I called up a girlfriend of mine and said, just for something to do, let's go audition. With no intent of auditioning to be cast. It was sort of
just
going to
do it for the experience.
Just for the hell of it. And I said, I don't even remember what was going on where I felt like we just needed to get out and do something weird. But I decided the audition would be, and I said, let's go dressed as bridesmaids. because every woman of our age at that time, you've got a couple of old bridesmaids or prom dresses and hanging in your closet or whatever. So we did. We busted out mismatched bridesmaids dresses, and I had some a leftover bouquet from being in a wedding and things like that. And we showed up to audition dressed as bridesmaids, and we auditioned, neither of us with any intent of being in the show, and then we both were cast. She was cast as the floozy. Mm-hmm. I was cast as the wedding planner, which we'll circle around later in life. We'll probably get to that story.
And interestingly enough,
we just hosted a wedding, you and I.
Yes. And then the other thing is, you were basically playing a part that I had played.
Yes.
Vinnie Black, except they changed it a little to make it a female part.
Right, to make it
and
a girl.
Wasn't it the two people?
There was two of us, myself and Mary Dick, and we were the wedding planners, caterers, had a champagne march. It was fantastic. And from that, meeting John, and therefore meeting Toby, and yourself... Lots of other people that had longtime true theater and vocal work experience, both in like real theater. Not that interactive isn't real, but when you think of being committed to rehearsals and things like that, mm-hmm. and like I said, stage performance, and it just kind of rolled from there. I've been in the murder mysteries, been in a few other things. Later, getting to know you more. Having a good back and forth, good connection between the two of us. Sometimes people get that. You just have
castmates. Chemistry does work a lot of times.
It is a real thing. Yes, it is a real thing. You can have castmates that your chemistry is both on and off performance time, as well as leads to when one of you steps into another performance role, you think, oh, you know who should be here.
Right.
So... And that was where we stepped into Vaudies and co-hosting a vaudeville style variety show style event. And then it just kept going from there.
Well, we will definitely bring it back.
Yes.
Because you just, before we started the interview today, you said that, because I asked you, when are we going to do another one? You said, you give me the date, I'll be there.
Yes. It's all on Dave. It's all on Dave.
So... Excellent. I look forward to it because we know a great place that we could do this now.
Yes.
Which, Books and Brews.
Yes, because we just co-opted a wedding there. I accidentally threw a wedding.
That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen and been to and been a part of. It really was a wonderful thing for the heart to watch that unfold. And so what the case was, this is a coworker of yours, correct?
Yes, a coworker of mine, Deborah, she mentioned last fall that she had reconnected with someone that she hadn't seen since they were 12 years old. They reconnected in the last year or so, and
when we talk about being 12 years old,
it was 48 years ago.
Yeah. We're not talking about, you know, 15, 20 years ago type thing.
No, nope. They've just reconnected, and she was talking about, you know, we're talking about wanting to get married, and she just said in passing, but weddings are so expensive. And then just jokingly, she said, you know, you even got to pay somebody to say the words. And I turned around and said, well, I'm ordained. I'll do mm-hmm. it for free. Yeah. And I don't think she thought I was serious, but then like reached out to me around Christmas time, New Year's, and said, are you really ordained? Do you really officiate? And I said, yeah, I haven't done it for a little while, but I am and can and would. And she said, okay, let's look at March. We want to do it in March. And then she sent me a text on a Thursday night saying, what are you doing next Saturday? And I thought she meant like get together and like plan for March. And she said, no, we want to just do it because their family doesn't live around here. They mm-hmm. they both have children, but their children live in Chicago and Minnesota and far away, and family is far away. And she said, you know, we know they're not going to be able to travel here. It's South Dakota. It's winter. We could have winter till July. The weather's unpredictable. Everybody has lives. Things are expensive. Basically, we want to elope. And I said, yeah, I'm not doing anything next Saturday. Let's do it at 3 o'clock. And she mentioned, you know, just stop over at our place and we'll just do it, which is totally fine. I have friends that have gotten married in their homes or at other people's homes. I actually think that's very cozy and very much to the heart as well. But I said, you know, this is your wedding. If I find a place where we can have the exchange of vows, just so you can just be out of the house and whatnot, can I do that? And she said, sure. And then I got to thinking that there are so many elements that we, like, culturally in America think of as wedding standards.
Yeah, just like, automatic parts of this.
Right. Like, you're going to carry flowers and you're going to have music and there's going to be a cake. And they were more than happy to bypass all that. They were just so freaking in love. It was almost gross. And then she also let me know that this for him would be his first wedding. She's been married previously, but he's never been married. Mm-hmm. And I thought, God dang it, we're going to have ourselves a wedding. So I really didn't do anything, actually. I did stop at Books and Brews because my friend Thea had mentioned their book nook is an adorable little space. They're like mezzanine area, and asked if I could reserve it. And they said, sure, what are you going to do? Is it for like a book club? I said, well, I just need to marry somebody, and kind of told them the story of why that they were kind of eloping. And basically they said, well, heck, we're going to have a wedding crasher party then.
Uh-huh.
And I reached out to friends like you, friends, Graham. I messaged my friend Ashley, just different friends, and said, can you just be there to, I need celebrants. Mm-hmm. I need people to cheer when they come down. Of course, Stacy Fisher, Chef Stacy, I messaged her and said,
well, looky here.
Yeah.
Comes a cake.
Let's talk about cake. And she appears with a wedding cake. Ashley Bartholomew, she threw together the most gorgeous bouquet of flowers. She really should be doing that professionally. Graham messaged me just seeing me post about it and said, I don't know what role I can play for you, but give me a job and I'll do it. And I said, I need somebody to video it. And then, of course, ultimately, I needed the suave DJ voice to announce to the crowd the Mr. and Mrs. And that's where you came in. And so Books and Brews, the fire code says it holds 98 people. So the room was full, I feel. Yeah. And they had a wedding dance, there was cake, there was champagne, and we threw them a wedding that they didn't know about. That's the other key
exactly.
to it. I did not tell her what was going to
happen.
They
knew the wedding part, but that was it.
Yeah, so when they got there and I'm like, here's your flowers, here's your cake, here's your all this, and these are my friends that did this. They don't know you, but I mean, that was the heartwarming part for me, not just what we did for Deborah, but the... you know, like I said, when I thanked everybody, I said, you know, Deborah and Freddie, I'm glad you showed up. Otherwise, this is the weirdest thing I've ever asked my friends to do, you know.
But it was great to be a part of. And truly, there should be more things like that happen in the world.
Yeah,
it really should.
It was really. And then we all just spent a really great afternoon, early evening together.
Yeah. And Books and Brews makes the best damn pizza, too.
Yeah, we had great pizza. Oh. We had, you know, cake, and it was just a good time. It's such a neat, it's atmosphere isn't even the right word. It's an essence. That building and the setup of that building and what they've done with it is an essence.
And it has a great little stage.
Yeah.
Which is where the next Vaudis will be then.
Yes.
Yes. Well, we've got to bring that back.
Just Should we tell them?
We'll just bring it on them like you did a wedding.
That's right.
Hey, no, we'll talk to Travis and Angela about it.
We should probably.
In fact, I think there may have even already been some inklings that have been thrown out by moi concerning such things.
Yes.
But, you know, for those that are unfamiliar with the place, it's great pizza. Mm-hmm. They have a beer and wine license. It's kid-friendly until 8 o'clock at night.
Right.
And, in fact, they even have done in the past, they've done family karaoke on Saturday afternoons. But basically, Travis will allow you to sing karaoke as long as nothing else is going up on stage at the time. And he has musical instruments and sound equipment up on that stage in case anybody just wants to jam.
Yeah. It's very ready to go all the time.
But there are so many fun things.
There's a lot of Elvis paraphernalia in there.
By the way, lots of books.
Oh, yeah, there's books, and they're for sale. There's a lot of things. It's one of those places that you can sit down and look around and probably, in preparing for this event, I went back there two or three times as we, in short order, and every time you look around the room, you see something new.
Yeah.
And then you think, did they just put that there? That's not even possible. So, it's got a good essence.
All right, so some body shows will be on the way then. I'm holding to it.
And it's on my side of the tracks.
You're an East.
An East Ender, East Sider, whatever you want to call it. It's on the good side of the tracks.
Fun place.
Literally, the tracks are there.
Yes. Despite the fact that the yards may have moved, the main lines did not.
That's right. So, yeah.
All right. Well, let's get back to talking about entertainment and so forth. But what do you like to see now when you go out? I know we ran into each other the other night at an Improv Falls show.
Yes. Thank you for still sitting by me when apparently the whole...
When you shrieked when you came in?
The whole room apparently wanted me to leave. I was like, no, that's my chair. Improv Falls, Basement Dwellers, the OG improv crew, which we were both fortunate enough to be players in.
Mm-hmm.
And I really sucked at it. I mean, I really appreciate how long you guys let me ride that coattail because I can pop in and do it every once in a while. But in the long run, for as good as I am at one-liners and just stepping in and sort of bouncing off the room or whatever, improv I was not as good at. I'm not sure why. It's a different thing. Yeah. I think a lot of people mistakenly believe it's ad-libbing. It's not. Like, I can ad-lib my brains out, but I can't necessarily continue a story.
Right. It has to have a beginning, an end, and middle, and everything else along with it.
Yeah. Right. But again, that comes with chemistry.
True.
Depending on who I'm up there with, I can do it if I've got the chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
But that's falling back on, again, that natural give and get that you have with some people. So yeah, I went to Improv Falls. Let's see. Oh, I've done some, I know it's a shocker, I've been judgy. I've done some judging a couple times at Bosses, our comedy mecca for the Midwest. Bosses Comedy Club when they have their open mics.
Mm-hmm.
And Luke Johnson, area comedian, attended the wedding.
That's right.
As a guest. And I grabbed him and said, you know, what we don't have is a best man to give a best man speech. Can you get up and do like a 10-minute set? And he was on it. He's like, sure.
Everybody pitched in.
Right. So he got up and did a 10-minute set. Kind of supporting the stand-up family in Sioux Falls and things like that. So I will be for sure this fall, but possibly sooner, bringing back Lection, which you participated in Lection. I'm going to be guest educator for OLLI, the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute. Yeah, yeah, I'm doing in August,
in
September,
fall?
And October.
Okay.
We're going to have Lection as a course.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
And let's tell people what Lection is then.
Lection is the Better Than Book Club. Lection is where you come together. Everybody brings a book. Doesn't have to be the same book. Ideally wouldn't be the same book.
Exactly.
Everybody brings a book. You don't talk about the book. First rule of book club.
Of Lection.
Yes, you don't talk about the book. You don't share with anybody the genre, the author, the title, the cover art, anything. You bring your book. Each person gets up. You don't even really talk about yourself or anything about what you're going to read. I don't introduce, say, this is Dave Hawley, because even people that know you, it might incline them to think, well, Dave's going to read about this or that. You get up, you open the book to any page you want. You could start at the beginning, you could start at the end, you could start flat in the middle of a sentence. and you read for 2 minutes and 37 seconds. This is a hard rule. A buzzer will go off. And then you sit down and you don't talk about anything. The next person gets up.
No Q&A or anything.
No, there's no Q&A. The next person gets up, does the same thing. Opens their book, 2 minutes and 37 seconds. Sits down. At the end, we sort of poll the group, get a vote, and say, of everybody that you heard, knowing nothing more than what they read, who would you like to hear from again? And then whoever is chosen by majority gets up, reads another 5 full minutes. Again, they don't have to start where they left off. They can pick a whole different part, still from the same book, though. Then after it's all done, we share, what kind of book was it? Who is the author? What prompted you to pick it up? Because I like to say, if it's a book that's moved you or sparked something in you or that you've been wanting to tell people about, I just ask that it not be pornography. And in the words of the Supreme Court,
right, you'll know
you can't really define pornography, but you'll know it when you see it. So, you know, it can be fiction, nonfiction, political, religious, comic, horror, whatever. But I think a lot of times people get pigeonholed into what they themselves choose to pick up and read. Like, everybody knows I only like horror and true crime. That's all I watch. That's all I read. But yet, if somebody came to me and said, I read this great book about baseball, I'd probably be like, tune that right out. But hearing somebody just read from it randomly, sometimes those pieces, then I'm like, well, now I want to know the rest of that story. And that has been the greatest thing about it is, one, people aren't sucked into, we're all going to read the same book and then share our thoughts on it. Two, we're going to all get introduced to new things. Every single time I've done it afterwards, people have scribbled down names of book, exchange books. Mike Henriksen has given the book he read away to somebody else that was interested in it. And, you know, definitely just, it's a way to share your own interests, but also have your horizons to other things open. So I do also have another rule that it shouldn't be something that you yourself wrote, because true. I am lucky enough to know.
We do have some in that group.
Several published authors. Yeah. So, it shouldn't be something that you wrote yourself, because there are other venues for that.
Well, I'm glad that that is coming back, because yes. That was a very unique thing to add to the community.
Yes.
And so glad that you did that. Of course, always glad to have you and see you here. And so thank you. You made up episode number 21.
Oh, so the
this
podcast
the
has come of age.
Yes.
It's old enough to...
It can drink now.
It's old enough to participate in all kinds of vice, and I'm the one you invited. You did save the best for me.
Method to the madness. Method to the madness.
Yes.
All right. Final question. Aside from entertainment and arts, what kind of hobbies?
I'm pretty and I go to things. That's sort of my tagline. I don't know. I don't know if I have any real hobbies. Talking people into weird shit? Is that a hobby? Is that a thing?
You know, if nothing else, you can write a book about it and bring it to lection.
Exactly.
All right. Jenny Mack, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for being on the Dave Holly Hour. Appreciate it. Love you. And you have yourself a great time. All right, and we'll be back with more of the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Thanks again for listening. The downloads, the likes, the shares. Appreciate each of you taking time out of your busy lives to listen in on some arts and entertainment conversations in the Sioux Empire. Thanks again to this week's guests, Charlotte Hofer and Ted Takasaki with Live on Stage Sioux Falls, as well as Jenny Mack from Vaudis et al. Also, thanks to Woodgrain Brewery for providing a spot to record our guests. I'm going to be hosting the Farewell to February trivia at the Sky Lounge and Tea Friday night. Now, some of the other fun things you can take in this weekend include a lot of things on Friday night. 7 o'clock, Brock Dexter and Brandon James Hoffman live at Books and Brews. Also at 7 o'clock Friday, Broadcast Theater presents Love, Loss, and What I Wore at Our Wine Bar. 8 o'clock on Friday night, Jeff Gunderson's live at Bin 21. 8 o'clock Friday and Saturday night, Kevin Ryan's going to be at the Paramount. Saturday at 7:30, 6 Feet Over is at Woodgrain. Also 7:30 p.m. on Saturday, South Dakota Symphony Orchestra presents Dramatic Tchaikovsky at Washington Pavilion. Chris Sandvig is live at Bin 201 on Saturday at 8 o'clock in the evening. 8 p.m., Bosses Comedy Club presents Mark Christopher Lawrence on Saturday. Same time that Tyler David's going to be live out at Red Rock Bar and Grill in Rowena. 8 p.m. Saturday, Day 366 Leap Year Celebration at Full Circle Book Co-op. And then Sunday at 6 o'clock, our friend Elizabeth Hunstead is going to be playing at Crawford's. So get out and enjoy the arts, some live entertainment this weekend. Feel free to drop us a line. All the contact info you need is on our website, DaveHollyHour.com. Thanks again for listening. I'm Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by Dazzle Shows Presents, The Vaudis, and Dipsy Doodle Productions, and is produced by Big D Entertainment.